towards centre wing. Alire up high, takes the mark.
Please welcome to Triple M's Ruined Dits for Breakfast.
Intercept mark number 10 for Alire.
Port Adelaide's Alire Alire.
Oh, Roo, last week during the commentary, you made a statement. What did you say about Alire's game?
I said it was the best first quarter of football I've seen by anyone ever.
Ever. That's enormous.
Well,
but that's how good it was. Alire, Alire, welcome to Triple M.
Hey, boys. Thanks for having me.
And welcome to the family. We're going to be having you every week this year and for next year. So thanks for joining Triple M.
Yeah, I'm keen.
Good on you. Are you wearing your Triple M t-shirt and your Triple M hat? Have you got those on?
No, I haven't got them yet, so I'm still waiting in the mail to get them.
Good on you,
hey,
mate.
Hey, have you had a phone call from John Longmire lately saying, how the hell have you improved so much? Why couldn't you do this last year?
No, I haven't had that call yet. I think they're probably just too busy at the moment sorting out things for the club and that. But, yeah, I haven't had that call yet.
In all seriousness, though, Dits and I have had conversations. You know, why did Sydney let you go? How have you improved so much in a year? I understand totally that when you're playing in a bottom four side, it's a lot harder to be a defender compared to when you're in a top four side. But what do you put down your improvement for from one year to the next?
Oh, it's a hard question to answer because I was thinking about that the other day. And
what did you come up with?
Yeah, I don't know. And considering because I had to do 2 weeks of quarantine here. And I had jaw surgery, so I wasn't sure I was going to go. And I'm not the fittest person, so it wasn't a great start to a new club. But I don't know. But I think it's just credit. I think the club have been so good because obviously you're going to a new club and you don't know how it's going to go. I was sort of stressed in that times there, but I think Kenny just gave me a phone call and while I was in ISO, I think just made me feel a lot more comfortable. And then as soon as I got into the club, had that first week of training and the boys have made me feel very welcome and I just went going from there. But I'll try and think about it, like how, what and has changed and things like that, but couldn't really come up with anything.
They must have made you feel welcome at Sydney. Is it just purely that Port are a better side and you can zone off a bit more and read the play a bit more and the kicks are coming in a bit under more pressure than they were in Sydney? Or
I'm not sure. I think just probably my playing style just suits the way Port play. Port are probably, they're a very aggressive club. And I think, when the season finished and I was talking to Ken and the boys, and they said that they could get the best football out of me. And, and with the Swans, I was sort of playing everywhere. 2020 wasn't my best year. I was, playing down back and had shockers there, played in the ruck, shockers, and then I went up forward and just couldn't really find form. So I'm not too sure what it was, but just this year I was just able to just get comfortable and a lot of the playing staff. TJ has been huge for me. He's one of those captains that you want to run out with week in, week out, and just making me feel comfortable in the back line.
That's good.
Can I ask you about your football journey? We all know that you came from Sudan as a young boy with your family, and a lot of young Sudanese kids and African kids would gravitate towards soccer quite naturally. So how did you get introduced to the game? And where did you play as a kid?
Yeah, it was probably in Queensland because I was coming here, all I knew was pretty much soccer, and I was always interested in trying different sport. And then growing up in Queensland, there was a lot of rugby league there. And then one of my mates was actually kicking the ball down in at school. And, I just kicked it and he just sort of asked me, oh, have you played AFL before? And, I had no idea what it was and just sort of went to training. I asked the Hornets, which was the club around the corner from my house. And then, just went out there, tried it out. And then the coach said, have you played AFL before? I said, nah, I don't even know what it is. He said, well, watch the game on the weekend. If you like it, come back on Monday. If you don't come back.
Right.
And I think it was Nick now taking hangers and some crazy goals. And I was like, man, this could be the game for me. And prepared a bit more interested in the game.
Fantastic.
Alire, I guess when you get older, you get a bit more emotional. I certainly have. The AFL ad where it shows an African kid with a dad going out to the footy club for the first time and understanding the terminology and names that they use in AFL and then end up being part of a football club is a very, very inspirational ad. I absolutely love the ad.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen it. If you haven't, go and have a look at it. But secondly, I heard you talk about you inspiring African kids. Is that a real passion of yours? Because, you know, we do need Sudanese role models in South Australia.
Yeah, it has. And I think it's grown on me because I still remember, like, I think my first 3 years was just, you sort of just focus on wanting to play footy. I didn't play my fourth year. And then, obviously, the longer you've been in the system and the older you get, you know, the more kids come up to you, the more they want to be like you, they see you on TV. You know, I've got people ringing my mum saying, oh, well, when's your son back in Perth, things like that. And and every year it grows on me. And I think just to put a smile on kids' face, because it's not necessarily getting them to play AFL, but I think it's just trying to inspire them to try and get on the right path. You know, whether it's going to study, if you want to play basketball, soccer, whatever the case may be, getting them on the right track. And I really enjoy doing that. It's a little bit with COVID and everything that's happening, I haven't been able to go out to communities and things like that. And I knew coming to Adelaide, there was a lot of multicultural community out here, but I just haven't been able to do that because of COVID. But hopefully it's something I can do next year once COVID settles down a bit.
Now, you mentioned your mum. Has the family embraced the game? Do they love the going to the games and cheering you on?
Yeah, they love it. I still remember, like, because my mum wasn't a fan of AFL, because, you know, I used to tell her when I was, you know, 16, 17, I was like, mum, I got training. She's like, no, why are you wasting your time playing sport?
Well, now you're on half a million a year, she'll be happy.
Yeah. She's like, why are you wasting your time? And then I think she's realised how important sport is. And And I think, considering I'm studying too, once a week, I'm doing business course. So she's sort of happy with that. But she rang me after game. She's like, "Oh, that was a close game. You should have done this. Should have done that." So she's sort of starting to coach
now. So now she's an expert.
Yeah, now she's an expert because she doesn't really know the game. But no, I love it. Like, she always called, FaceTime me after the game with the little nieces and my sister. That's they're invested in it, which is great.
Aaliyah, we love you, mate. Seriously, from the stands, we get that excited watching you play every week. Keep up the good work. You've got a couple of real, real big weeks coming up, mate. It's going to be exciting, and we're so happy to have you here at Triple M.
No, thank you. Thank you. I'm very excited too.
So. Yeah, we'll speak with you next week leading into the big prelim.
Sounds good.
There he is, our new signing, Roo.
Yep, Aaliyah.